Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is thy King of Kings. Messiah is the Lord of Lords. Messiah is thy King of Kings. Messiah is the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus is the King of Kings. Oh, praise the Lord, woman of God. How are you doing?
Praise the Lord, Bishop Barakora. How are you?
Yes, fine. How was your prayer line by 1:30? I enjoyed the teaching on faith.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
praise
you
the Lord, yes.
Yeah. Teaching on faith. Yeah, that was very good.
Amen.
Yeah. You want to lead us in an opening prayer?
Amen.
Yeah, go ahead.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you today. We ask, Lord, that you would just continue to guide and direct our path, Lord. Thank you for this program. We thank you for all the participants. We're going to be participating. People are going to be on. We ask and every one of us is
now.
The yoke of every spirit does not. We thank you, Barakora, that he would speak the word and that the word will fall on the ground, Lord. And we just give you the glory and praise and the honor that we can continue to meet, even if we can't meet physically. We're meeting in the spirit on one accord, and we are thanking you, Father, for this opportunity in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. So we want to sing some songs to praise God, whatever song that the Spirit will lead.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm over my mom's house, so I don't have my music. It's at home. But I have a voice, and God gave me a voice.
Yeah.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, be glad at it, and be glad. Oh, this is the day that I will rejoice, be glad at it. This is the day that's
all
the Lord. Well, I will enter his heart. I will enter his heart. I will praise his name that the Lord has.
I will rejoice. Love in me.
I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has
made.
Hallelujah. We exalt thee. We exalt
thee.
Oh, Lord. We exalt
thee.
We exalt thee. We
exalt thee.
Oh Lord. He is great and mighty to be praised. He's a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God
we serve.
The angels bow before him. Heaven before him. What a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. You know the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore. What a mighty God. He is the Lord. Of Lord, his name is Jesus. Oh, he is the King. Hallelujah. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the bright in the morning star. He's the first and the last. He's the great I am. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Lord of Glory. He's the and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He's the great I am. He's the Holy and Righteous One. He's the Lamb of God. He's the Rose of Sharon. He's the Lily of the Valley. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Lord of Glory. He's the Redeemer of the world. He's the Rose. He's got our thunder. He is mighty. What a mighty God. We serve, glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for being so wonderful. Thank you, Lord, for being so great. Hallelujah. We magnify you. Lord God, we thank you that we can come together and just lift you up. You're mighty, God. You're awesome. You're majestic. There is none like thee, Lord, in all the earth. There is none like thee, O God. And we just come to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All you've done.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. We worship him and praise him.
Thank you, Lord. We love you. We love you, Lord. And I just love this little song that I'm going to sing. I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship you. Oh my joy, my King, in what may it be your sweet peace in your I love you, Lord.
We love you, Lord.
And my Lord, to worship you, all my soul, rejoice, joy, my King, in what you hear.
Oh, yes.
Let it be sweet. Love you today. We just lift you up and praise you and worship. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, Heavenly Father, bless us with your word today. God, teach us your word. God, bless everyone that is coming into this broadcast today. Visit us in a mighty way, oh God. Do something new in the life of your people as we come in, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Weapons of power, they are not carnal, for they are mighty, for they are mighty. The weapons of power, they are not carnal, for they are mighty, to the Holy Ghost. For they shall pull down the strongholds of the enemy, for they are mighty. For they are mighty, for they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty through the Holy Ghost. The weapons of power, they are not carnal. For they are mighty. For they are mighty. The weapons of power, they are not carnal. For they are mighty through the Holy Ghost. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty. For they are mighty. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty through the Holy Ghost. Weapons of power, they are not carnal. For they are mighty. They are mighty. Weapons of power, they are not carnal. For they are mighty through the Holy Ghost. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty, for they are mighty, for they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty through the Holy Ghost. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. We're talking about spiritual warfare. The weapons of our warfare. Are not carnal but mighty through God. So the pulling down of the strongholds of the enemies, God will pull down every stronghold of the wicked one. We destroy their power from our family, from our home, from our business, from our jobs, from our ministries. We pull down every stronghold, every power that is God and said. Again, the knowledge of God, we pull them down. We destroy their powers in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, have your way and bless these brokers today. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
The name,
amen.
The name of Jesus is higher than all other names. It is not an ordinary name. It's a name full of power and grace. The name of Jesus is greater than all other names. It is not an ordinary name. is an end that's full of power and grace. The name of Jesus is higher than all I need. It is not an ordinary name. It's a name that's full of power and grace. The name of Jesus is greater than all other names. It is not an ordinary name. It's a name that's full of power and grace. Yes, there is a name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus, demons will tremble. At the name of Jesus, witches will crumble. At the name of Jesus, we pull down every stronghold and every power. Yes, spiritual warfare is here. We have come to destroy the bodies of evil, principalities of power, spiritual wickedness in high places. From the days of John the Baptist and now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violence taken by force. We take the kingdom of God by force in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, lose your grip and hold from the people of God in the name of Jesus Christ. As many that the enemy have held in bondage, we command them to be loosed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let my people go to worship God in spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're talking about spiritual warfare. I tell you, the only language Satan understands is the language of violence. From the days of John the Baptist to now, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violence takes it by force. Right from the Garden of Eden, Satan has always waged war against the people of God. He deceived Adam and Eve and took over. Up there in heaven, Satan waged war. He said there was war in heaven. Revelation chapter 12. There was war in heaven. And Satan came against God. And God has arrived in Jeremiah to pursue Satan and his cohort out of the kingdom of heaven. And they fell into the edge. Spiritual warfare. We're talking about spiritual warfare. This conflict has always been there from time immemorial. There was war in heaven, Revelation chapter 12. Can you imagine there was war in heaven? So this warfare has been, and it's still there today. Apostle Paul said, we wrestle not against principalities, not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. We wrestle. See? That's how Apostle Paul puts it in Ephesians chapter 6. That means we are wrestling. We are continuing to wrestle day and night. One power is trying to pull down the other one. This person is trying to pull down this person. And the forces of darkness are walking day and night. But thank God, Jesus has given us victory over the devil. Luke 10:19, Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon all the powers of the enemy, for nothing shall by enemies hurt you. Hey, Ricky Bosaya. He blundered your Kuda. Ebos Kinderia, he blundered your Santoria. Yes, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Yes, David was going to war. David was going to face Goliath. And they put on him carnal weapons. King Saul decorated David. 1 Samuel chapter 17. King Saul went and decorated David with all kinds of weapons. Gave him all kinds of armor. getting all kinds of weapons to go and fight Goliath. David said, I don't think these weapons are going to help me win the war. You know what? King Saul, thank you so much for giving me this weapon. 1 Samuel chapter 17. David returned to the equipment. He returned it. And David said, I go in the name of the Lord of hosts. Yes, I go against Goliath. David picked 5 stones. 5 stones. J-E-S-U-S. 5 stones. The number 5 represents grace. The number 5 represents grace. David picked 5 stones. It was a prophetic action. He took a prophetic action. 5 stones. J-E-S-U-S. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, of things in heaven, things on earth, under the earth, at the mention of the name. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9, 8 and 9. So God has given him a name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, demons must crumble. At the name of Jesus, Goliath must fall down. At the name of Jesus, witches and wizards must fall down. At the name of Jesus, cancer must die. At the name of Jesus, coronavirus must give way. At the mention of the name of Jesus, cancer must disappear. Ah, Rakabaya. David said, no, King Saul, I don't need no carnal weapon. Ah, King Saul, thank you so much for giving me all these weapons. I'm not going with any of these weapons. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Of things in heaven, things on earth, and things in the earth. King Saul, I'm not going with any of these weapons. I'm going in the name of Jesus. So David went and picked 5 stones. David picked 5 stones. 5. J-E-S-U-S. 5. He picked 5 stones. It was a prophetic action. And David went in the stone. And Goliath was laughing. Goliath was laughing. So you small boy, who told you that you can use stones? You think short. You know what? I'm just going to smash you to pieces. Oh, David. Little David. David said, you come against with weapons of war. David said, you come against with your carnal weapons. But I'm here with spiritual weapons. At the name of Jesus, everything was bad. The stone that the builders rejected, the stone, the rock that never failed, the rock that was caught with that hand, that stone is here right now. And I'm throwing that stone as a spiritual missile to hit you, Goliath. And it hit Goliath on the unprotected forehead of Goliath. The stone. Hey, there is a stone on Arabata. Ah, there is a stone. Ah, in the book of Daniel, there was a stone that was caught in the hand. That stone is Jesus. J-E-S-U-S, the 5 stone. That stone was caught in that hand. And that stone went to smash my Nebuchadnezzar gold image. Smash the devil. Smash the demon. Smash sickness and disease. Smash coronavirus. Smash every work of the devil. Harakabasaya. For this battle, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Yes, at the name of Jesus, demons must bow. Haraka. Putin, you must bow in the name of Jesus. Yes, Vladimir Putin, you must bow in the name of Jesus. That soul is coming to you. You, Vladimir Putin, that soul will hit you on the forehead. Yes, I know you are listening to this message. This word of God is going to every nation. The stone that the builders rejected, the rock of ages, the stone that was cut with that hand. Ah, that stone is still alive, though. David threw the stone, and he hit Goliath on the forehead. Goliath has no shot. He crumbled and was destroyed with it. Tarabata. There is spiritual warfare. We Christians, we are engaged in spiritual warfare day and night. The forces of evil are coming against us. Enemies and witches are with us. Demons, principalities and power. Spiritual wickedness is helpless. They are coming to us. But what have we got? We got the name of Jesus. We got the blood of Jesus. We got the power of the Holy Ghost. We got the anointing. Hey, Messiah, Revelation 12. He said they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Revelation 12, verse 11. The believers overcame the devil. They overcame Satan. They overcame the demon. We overcame the powers of darkness. We overcame inflation. Oh, yes. High price of gas. High price. Everything is going up. Inflation. Economic recession. And all these are warfare. We overcame them. Revelation 12 and 11. We overcame by the blood of the Lamb of God and by the word of your testimony. Today, you can overcome. You can overcome the power that are troubling you. You can overcome all your enemies that are dragging you to court. Dragging you to court left and right. Hey, you can overcome them because there is a J-E-S-U-S. And the mention of that name, every knee must bow. And the mention of that name, every tongue confess. And the mention of that name, every knee must bow. And the mention of that name, every tongue confess. Jehovah, Jehovah, at the mention of that name, hey, we have a weapon. Our weapon are not cut out. They are mighty through God of the pulling down of strongholds. Oh, yes, Hara Messiah. King David said, I don't need this kind of weapon. Hey, I don't need this worldly weapon. Hey, I need legal weapons too. Ah, spiritual weapons, they will help me overcome. With my spiritual weapon, I will conquer. Spiritual weapon, give you victory. Hey, Rebosaya. Ah, Rabasa. Hey, spiritual weapon. Christians all over the world, hear ye the word of the Lord. God has given you spiritual weapon. Our warfare is not carnal. We are not fighting flesh and blood. We are fighting against principalities and power. Spiritual wickedness in high places. We are fighting against the occult. We are fighting against false religions and false gods. We are fighting against all kinds of spiritual forces. They are walking day and night to try to frustrate the believer. But I got good news for you. God has given us a name that is above every other name. At the mention of that name, all of them must die. Yes, like Goliath, they must crumble. They must fall. They must give way. Because that name is above every other name. At the mention of that name, every power must give way. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Rabbi Fire. Yem Blokondoya. Let's begin to use this power in that name. Let's begin to use the power in the blood. The blood of Jesus covers believers all over the world. The blood of Jesus covers our families and our home. The blood of Jesus covers us. The blood of Jesus covers our going and our coming in. The blood of Jesus covers our vehicles as we drive around. The blood of Jesus covers the airplanes in which we are flying. The blood of Jesus. And when the spirit of death becomes, it shall say the blood and pass along. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. Yes, we thank God today. We are blessed with the man of God, our Honorable Bishop Samuel E. Monk. He's going to share with us on spiritual warfare as the Spirit of God will lead him. Son, you are welcome. Over to you to share with us.
Thank you. Let's continue where the Archbishop stopped and look again from another translation of the Bible. And the translation I have here says, the Open Bible, NASB. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
Yes.
2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh.
Yes.
The divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. Divinely powerful weapons of our warfare, weapons of the battle, weapons of fighting the good fight of faith. Our warfare is not flesh and blood. Our warfare is not with tanks, rolling tanks like it's rolling in Ukraine and Russia. It's not with MIGs, not with torpedoes, and not with physical iron electronic missiles, but which are all natural, which are all man-made. When we look at David did not go fighting Goliath with man-made weapons. He said, I come against you in the name of the Lord God of hosts, whom thou defilest. And physically, he took 5 stones. Those 5 stones were not man-made. So David knew how to fight his battles. Those 5 stones were not bought or manufactured in any military armory.
Yeah.
Those 5 stones were not drawn out from any armory or military industrial complex.
Yes.
Those 5 stones were not produced by the world power or the power that be. Those 5 stones, like many of us in theological gymnastics and taxonomy, we used to say it is Jesus, the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Because the name of Jesus, the name of the Lord, is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it, and it is saved. He is saved. So in the spiritual warfare in which we find ourselves, even though we see the Goliath, the world powers, with their 6-foot-long armor, or bigger than that, tankers and warheads, intercontinental ballistic missiles, and they come with all of those armories, we need not fear. Others will panic and retreat, like the children of Israel did they panicked and retreated. But David moved forward. When Goliath took a step, David ran towards him. As against the fact that when Goliath took a step, the children of Israel ran back. David knew what he had. And so we today, in our world of today, we must know where we stand. Know the strength of your enemy. Know the location of your enemy. And know how to approach him. And Brother Paul is saying, our warfare, our battle, our weapon is not against flesh and blood.
Yeah.
They are divinely made. The name of the Lord, divinely made. We must be willing to stand by the power of the truth. I remember one agitator somewhere who wanted to, who is protesting and saying, give me the rights of my people. He said, if you don't, I will destroy, let me say Nigeria. He said, I will destroy Nigeria with the truth. And the truth that sets us free destroys the forces of the enemy. And so that's the problem in the world today. But if you and I, as believers, we stand upon the authority of the truth of the word of God, the truth shall set us free. There is no force in the world that can withstand and destroy the truth. The truth stands sure. The truth of the word of God. When we go over to the book of Ephesians, I think Ephesians chapter 6, that talks about the battle we are in today. Ephesians tells us about the armor. Today, people that go to war, they put on the helmet, they put on the body camera, they call it body cam, the camera and everything. They wear boots and every kind of weapons. But for us, we stand upon the authority of the word of God.
Yeah.
And we have these weapons to carry. Ephesians 6:11. Let me begin from verse 10. It says, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. We're in a warfare. We're in a fight. And you said, contend earnestly for the faith. Contend. Resist. Stand strong. Contend. Confront the fake news. Confront the falsehood. Confront the fraud in our society. Contend the half truth and the lies from the politicians, from the social media. Contend for the truth. The truth of the word of God. We must fight. And our fight is a spiritual fight. Because inside of us, we have the strength of the Lord. And what gives us strength? It is the joy of the Lord. The truth of God, the joy of the Lord, is our strength. And with that strength, we are able to withstand the calamity, the bombardment of falsehood here and there. In the water in which we are today, verse 11 of Ephesians chapter 6, it says, put on the full armor of God.
Yeah.
The full armor of God, completely bedecked with the full armor of God. Why? So that you will be able to stand firm. You don't run because of COVID. You don't run because of Omicron. You don't run because of the false things and accusations levied against you. Some people, the moment they accuse them of one thing, they want to cry, they want to run, they want to deny and deny and deny. Don't deny. No defense, no attack, no compromise. But stand your ground. Stand firm. Not be shaking. Oh, that this thing, they said this, it's going to happen. It's here, it's there. No. Stand firm. Where will you run to? Stand firm. So our weapons of warfare is the truth of the word of God. The joy of the Lord that is our strength.
Yeah.
Our standing firm in the Lord. And it says standing firm against the schemes. Look at your environment today. Our politicians are scheming left, right, and center, especially this time of elections. They are scheming. How are we as believers, the people of God, how are we standing against their schemes, their evil, their pretensions? Stand against the devices. Oh, they will tell you this and tell you the other. Look at the word of God, the schemes of the devil. The devil will lure many people into different things. Lure you, do this, do that. If you give $100, you are going to get, it will be multiplied 10 times. Your $100 can give you $500. If you give $100, you'll get $2,000. No. That is the scheme. Even some preachers today are schemers in the church. Schemers in the church. They become so rich, and their members are still in poverty. In the church, the early church, the Bible said they sold their land and some gave out their property and brought everything to the foot of their disciples. No wonder the Bible says in that early church, there was none that lacked anything because the apostles were very judicious. The rich brought in what they had and they shared. How many pastors share their tithes that they collect? How many pastors share the offering and help their members who they have not in the church? This is the reason why we must contend for our faith and stand against the schemes of the enemy. The scripture says, for our struggle, it is not one person's struggle, our struggle. Many of us are struggling to pay bills, struggling to do that. How are you struggling? For our struggle, is not against flesh and blood. Our struggle is against rulers. Our struggle against rulers. How many prophets would tell, speak truth to the leadership? Today, if a preacher preaches the truth and speaks the truth to the leadership, they send the three-letter agencies to you. And the moment they give the warning, you shut your mouth. You are afraid. You can't say the truth again. You can't rebuke your mayor again. You can't rebuke the politicians again. But our battle is against rulers, principalities that control. The word of truth is in our mouth. And we must open our mouth wide and let God fill our mouth with the truth of his word. And we speak out, God says the Lord. Because the Bible says, if thou shalt say, because our weapons is in our mouth. That is why when the Lord shall return, he shall return with a two-edged sword in his mouth. And that is the word of God. Because the word of God cuts left and right. That's what Paul says. The word of God is powerful, much more than any two-edged sword. That is why our rulers and our leaders are afraid of the church and afraid of the man or the woman that speaks the word of God in spirit and in truth. Our weapons of warfare in this last day battle, we must battle the truth. We must contend them with the truth. We must confront them with the truth. We must tell them, come clean, come clean. Let's show the truth. Make it bare. Many times we hear some politicians say, let me be clear. And when they say, let me be clear, they complicate the whole matter again. There is no clarity. The truth of the word of God, the truth of our history, the truth of our foundation, the truth of our history will set us free. The truth of our founding fathers will set us free. And we, you and I, must be willing to contend for the faith and stand by the truth. You see? Against world forces. Look at it. In my Bible, verse 12 says, against world forces. World economic order. The globalists are coming. What do we have against the globalists? How can we contend against what the globalists, the world rulers want to do? From the Vatican City, they are talking about one world church. How can we all pray together? When this group says, oh, prayer must be this way, prayer must be that way. Don't speak in tongues. Pray in silence. Don't make any noise. Don't sing. Don't clap your hands. World, in the realm of our religious life, the world rulers are contending. Shall we stand against them and contend with them against the world forces that are coming upon us? In our religious life, in our political life, in our social life, in these days, when some people don't know and pretend not to know who a woman is or who a man is, the forces of the world hitting hard on the church. And what is the church doing? The church is sitting at ease in Zion. The church leaders are compromising. The church leaders are compromising. We have the truth of the word. Preach the word. Preach the word. Preach the word. In and out of season. Preach the word. The word of truth. The word of power. This impregnable word. This word that cannot be broken. Meditating on the word and say, I stand by the truth. The world of today, they raise their hand and take the oath. And after taking the oath and sit down, they spew out lies. We must contend their lies with the truth. The truth of those says the Lord. Our weapons of warfare, they are powerful against the rulers of this world, against world forces of darkness, because darkness and light can't mix. He came as the light, and the light dispels the darkness, because it cannot comprehend the truth. Against spiritual forces, against spiritual forces, there are forces around the world claiming to have unseen powers, the Illuminati, the Rosicrucian Amok, the Freemasonry, and others. They claim they have so much forces that is even enshrined in our monetary life in this world. But we, the church, the people of God, we must be willing to contend for the truth. Our God is powerful. Remember, when the children of Israel came to the Red Sea, God said, Moses, stop complaining. This is the time for the church, the body of Christ. We must stop complaining in this world and stand by the spoken word of God and be obedient unto our God. For the Bible says, if thou shalt be obedient, you will eat the good of the land. So Moses stood, and God spoke to him. And Moses heard the voice of God, and he obeyed. He did not allow the mob rule, the crowd that were yelling left, right, and center. Oh, Moses, look at the Egyptians coming behind us. Look at the National Guard of Egypt coming behind us. We are going to die. There is no canoe. There is no ferry. There is no ship to take us across. And God said, Moses, what do you have in your hand? You and I have something in our hand. The word of truth. The word of truth. The word of God is powerful. He says, stretch your rod. Strike the waters. And the Red Sea parted, was left and right, and the children of Israel passed on dry ground. How did the bottom of the sea become dry ground? With no sinking sand, no mud, they passed through. And that same path, the Egyptians, National Guard, the best of them, they came in and they could not cross. That shows you who God is. If we obey him, all things are possible to him that believeth. I don't worry. I don't care. I know my God is on my side. I don't worry. I don't care. I know my God is on my side. I don't worry. I don't care. I know that God is on my side. I don't worry. I don't care. I know my God is on my side. He is Lord and Savior. How they call for me. We, the people of God, must rise up and realize the potential and the potentialities that we have in our God. Whether it is flesh and blood, whether it is darkness, whether it is spiritual weakness, wickedness in the heavenly places. Remember, if there are wicked people around, my Bible said and David said, God is angry with the wicked. And so your wicked neighbor or your wicked boss or your wicked politician, speak the word of God. You wicked politician, God is angry with you. Wicked politicians that defile the land with the blood of the innocent, God is angry with you. The word of God, the truth separates. The truth separates. We must uphold the truth and stand by the truth. God has given us intense and authentic and genuine weapons to fight our battles. Therefore, because of this, we must take up the full armor of God. Not to pretend. When David wanted to go fight Goliath, they took him to the palace, to the officer's mess, and they put on the armory of Saul upon him. Same. If this armory was strong enough and effective enough, if these policies were effective enough, why didn't you go and fight? If these strategies were effective enough, why didn't you go and say, Goliath, why hide here? And when David put it on, he said, I cannot go with thee, for I have not proved them. Trust and verify. If we must fight, we must not put on the armor of man, the armor of the flesh, the things that we have not proven and tested and proved. And the Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Put on the full armor of God, the truth of God, the light of God. Letting your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Put on the armor of light. Because yes, when light goes into any house, darkness disappears. When light comes up, roaches begins to run left, right, and center. Therefore, we must put on the full armor of God, the joy of the Lord, the truth of the Lord, the word of the Lord. Put on the full armor. Why? So that you and I would be able to resist, because when you sit down there knowing the truth, when that preacher, when that politician begins to scheme, your spirit will dictate and tell no, that woman, that man is not speaking the truth. He is faking. He is mixing the truth It doesn't work that way, because the truth is the truth. Let us stop listening to liars. No wonder sometimes I make a joke and say, no wonder they call them lawyers. Lawyers or liars. So the truth of the word. Speak the truth today, speak it tomorrow, and anywhere and at any time. Because the truth will show you the way, so that you might be able to withstand, resist in the evil day. Every day we live, as we go on, we see the wickedness and the evils of our day. And having done everything to stand, standing for the truth, standing on the word of God, stand therefore and having yourself well girded, fastening your belt of truth, fastening your belt of truth, your loins with the truth. When each time you open your mouth, you are speaking the truth. And having put on the breastplate of righteousness, the righteousness of God, the cleanliness of God, purity before power. These days, many preachers go after power, signs and wonders. And behind the signs and wonders is evil and wickedness. There must be purity before power. That is the reason why Master Jesus says, in that day someone comes, oh Jesus, I did miracles in your name. I healed in your name. I did deliverance in your name. And I will say to them, get it behind me. I never knew you. Because there was no righteousness in you. There was no purity in your life. Your primary goal was to manifest and demonstrate my power. You misused my power. You misused my power. You misused my name. But there was no purity in your life. Purity without power is the game of today. But in God, by this word of God, the battle we fight today is the battle for the truth, the battle for purity, the battle for cleanliness. When we see you, can we see Jesus in you? Or the glory of this world? What is the glory of this world? The loss of the eye, the pride of life, and the loss of the flesh. Go to any church today, this morning, or to any ceremony. You see a lot of people, you wonder if they have ever met Jesus Christ or given their life to Christ. They have been overcome by the loss of the eye, by the pride of life. But the truth of the word talks about the truth of the word. And the breastplate, oh my God, oh God. The breastplate, your chest, your heart, where is the center of your life, the center of your body, the breastplate. That is why even in the police force today, they will always say, we want to see the body camera. We want to see the body camera. What did the camera on the chest say? That which you say with your mouth, does it agree with what your camera, your body camera says? What that which comes out of your mouth, does it agree with the purity of your heart, the holiness of your life? The holiness of your life, the purity, the truth of your heart. does it reflect on your body count? That is the breastplate of righteousness. How righteous are you? For holiness is God's standard of living for his people. Not carnality, not fleshiness, not the things of this world. Holiness, holiness, holiness is God's standard of living for his people. Not living like the other man, not living like the other family. And in verse 15, the Bible says, I'm having shod your feet with the gospel, with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Peace. The gospel of peace. The good news. Do you hear any good news? You flip your television after now. What do you hear? Manufactured stories and news. Rumors and rumors of war. When you flip your television, what do you hear? Falsehood, killing, this, that. Mix up. But we, the people of God, our battle in this land today, in the world today, we must prepare ourselves for the gospel. The preparation of the gospel, being ready, like Peter said, be ready at any time of day or night to stand in defense of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of the kingdom, that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Our weapons of warfare, the things we have to put on for the battle, the truth of the double-edged sword out of our mouth, because the word that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. The truth of the word is a spirit and it is a life. Speak the word. Speak the word. Preach the word. It thou shalt say to this mountain, be thou removed, and you doubt not, it shall be removed. We, the people of God, we, God's people, must be willing and ready to stand by the truth. And as I close, and he said, and take, verse 17, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The helmet of salvation. Are you saved? Let me repeat this scripture in Acts 17. Verse 30, the Bible says, the times of ignorance God winked at, but now he commands every man, everywhere, to repent, because he has set a day that he is going to judge the world in the man Jesus Christ, by the man Jesus Christ. So what are you doing with Jesus? Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, our Redeemer, our Savior, and our friend, and our soon coming King. Jesus, he is the way, the truth, and the life. When we stand in the way, like Eliezer said, I being in the way, the Lord led me. When we are in the way, we'll be led from victory to victory. When we are in the way and we are armed with the word of truth, with the sword of the truth, of the word of God, we are sure to conquer because it is a two-edged sword, a curse to the dividing of bones and marrows. Let us stand by the truth and hold on to the truth and take heed to the truth of the word of God. For these are our weapons of warfare in these perilous times in which we live. May God bless you as you take hold of your weapons of warfare. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are blessed with that word. We want Pastor Valenta Lee to now sing a song and then tell us what she got about spiritual warfare. Pastor Valenta, over to you. Yes.
Praise the Lord. God is good. Spiritual warfare. You know, it's so important for us to know how to fight. And all of our battles are fought on knees. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Amen.
I just a little selection that reminds me that I'm in the right place. You know, when a parent sees the child and they just look at the child and they just smile, they're so happy, they're so proud. So I see this picture of God smiling down on us right now and just saying, he's so pleased. He's so happy. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has
smiled on me.
How many know that God is smiling on us right now and that he's been so to us, no matter what you're going through, and I said the word through, he's still good, and he deserves the glory, he deserves the honor, he deserves the praise.
He's been good to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch
like me.
Hallelujah. I was
lost,
but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. God has smiled on me. He has set me free.
Oh, yes, Lord.
God has
smiled on me.
That's my testimony, that God has smiled on me, that he's been so good to me, and that it's not by power, not by might, but by his spirit, it's the amazing grace, glory to God, how sweet the sound, that faith of rest, like me. I know that in my own personal life, I once was lost, glory to God, but now I'm found. I was blind. I thought I could see everything. I thought I knew everything.
But now I see.
The Bible says, if Jesus said to some people, you have eyes, but you cannot see. You have ears, but you cannot hear. There's so many people that you hear that think right is wrong. And they say that right is wrong. And they say wrong is right. Now, we see people get married to other men marrying other men, women marrying other women, and they say it's right. The world says, it's okay, it's right. Let's be proud of it. But God says no. He made men for women. He made women for men. This is the right way. This is God's way.
but we see there's so many people who are blind, like, so blind, and they cannot see the truth. And if they saw that truth, it would set them free from the lies of God. And so we really need to do spiritual warfare. And warfare is very important when you're in an army. And we are in the army of the Lord. We are in the army of the Lord. And so when you're in the army, what do? They train you to fight. You just can't go in there and fight. They, you know what they call it? They call it basic training. You have to go through basic training. So we have to go through basic training when it comes to the spiritual warfare that we all have to learn to do. If we're going to be victorious, we have to learn that we need to always pray and not faint. That we have to fast, turn down the plate, and spend time with God and worship the Lord. You know, people say Paul and Silas in prison, they were praising God and singing. I call it, they were doing spiritual warfare. Because praying and singing is spiritual warfare. Lifting our hands up to the Lord and thanking Him for the outcome and the victory, even before we see it. Spiritual warfare, clapping our hands and thanking God that we are going to get what we believe that God has already done. That's spiritual warfare. Blessing those who curse us. Praying for those who decide to use us, Lord of God. All of this and include what we're talking about today is spiritual warfare. And we fight not in the natural, as the song, as the brother saying, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are not carnal.
Yes.
We don't fight flesh and blood. And so many people, they look at a person and they say, oh, she's my enemy or he's my enemy. Even Jesus told his own disciple, Peter, Satan, get thy behind me. He wasn't talking to the man, Peter. He was talking to the spirit that was operating in Peter. We got to learn to get spiritual discernment. Our enemies are not people. Our enemies are spirits because we are spirit beings and we fight in the spirit realm because that's where everything starts. And this is where the real warfare is, in the spirit. And people are fighting against each other in the flesh and they're leaning on their own understanding. The Bible says, lean not on your own understanding. But you got to learn that these enemies are mighty. They are strong. The devil is not no little weak thing. He's been around for centuries. He knows a lot of tricks, and he's very deceitful. And he'll come at you as an angel of light, making you think everything is okay until you really find out who you're dealing with, and you're dealing with the demons and the Satan himself. So we got to learn to discern those spirits. Learn to do spiritual warfare. Learn how to praise the Lord and get our breakthrough. You know, and it's not just believing, but there, you know, we talked about that today about faith. Not only what we believe, but it's our action. What do we do when we know we have a battle? What do we do? Do we get on the phone, call our friends, tell them such and such and such, and just continue to magnify the problem? Or do we go in our room and lock the door and begin to magnify and praise the Lord and say, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty
God
we serve. To know the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty
God we
serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. To know the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Did you do that? Did you go and just magnify the Lord? Say, you know what, Lord, you are awesome. You are mighty. There is none like you. There is none like you, Lord God. And I just praise you and I thank you. I give you the glory. You just begin to magnify the Lord instead of magnifying yourself. Because the more you speak about the situation, the problem, the bigger it gets. And you're magnifying the problem versus magnifying God. And so we can learn that magnifying God is spiritual warfare. Lifting up his name, singing praises to him. Spiritual warfare. And if you're going to be a successful Christian, you're going to have to learn to go to basic training so that you can win the battle.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're fighting, you know, fighting. You can't go to school when you're fighting. You got to know all the, you know, you got to know all the moves and the strategies of the enemy. And so you got to know. You just can't go off to the spot of fighting. And the way you're going to have those skills to go to school. So we're here. And we just want to encourage one another to hang in there, to fight a good fight of faith, to praise the Lord, to magnify Him in the midst of the situation, just to magnify God, to say He's bigger than our problem, He's bigger than the situation. Even though it feels bad, it looks bad, it sounds bad, but Lord, You are great. You are awesome. What a mighty God I serve. Lord, there is nothing impossible. You know, this is to lift them up. And this is how we win our battles. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to make some
hallelujah
points. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes,
I want to say some points very quickly. Binding the strong man. Binding the strong man is a kind of spiritual warfare. Jesus said, when you come into a city, you first of all bind the strong man of that city, the stronghold, the principalities and powers of that city, and then you'll be able to take over the city. This is very important, especially for Christians and church leaders and servants of God. We need to bind the strong man over America, the strong man over Nigeria, the strong man over Russia, the strong man. There are principalities and powers that are ruling in those places. We need to take authority over them, bind them and subdue them. Then you can spoil the goods. You can take over the city. This is very important. Then the next weapon is speaking in tongues. We speak in tongues, Satan is confused, deliverance will follow. Amen,
yes.
Amen, amen,
yes.
Amen, amen,
amen, amen.
We bind the devil.
The devil.
Losing the power in this place. We speak in tongues.
It's confused.
Deliverance must follow. Amen.
Yes.
We speak in tongues and Satan is confused.
Yes.
Because
uh-huh.
Satan cannot understand the language of the tongue. It's very
yes.
offensive. When you speak in tongues, you never have no choice. You have to run away. He can't withstand the tongue. He doesn't understand.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So we are speaking unto God, not unto man. And the devil runs away. We speak in tongues. Satan is confused.
Satan is confused.
Amen. And then the next thing is the battle of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
The battle is in thy mind. You know, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, the serpent came to Eve and started to speak into the mind of Eve, asking Eve to go and pluck the fruit and eat. And then that was how they fell. Now, we don't listen to the devil. When you listen to the devil is going to convince you. In Matthew chapter 4, Jesus faced a similar situation. The same devil came to Jesus and said, jump down from the pinnacle, bow down and worship me, turn the stones to bread. And Jesus pulled the word of God. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It calls the devil the word of God, the only offensive weapon of the believer, the whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation, She is the faith, blessing of righteousness, life of truth, our teacher, the preacher of the gospel of Christ, and then the Son of the Spirit. The Word of God, which is the Son of the Spirit, Ephesians chapter 6. Now, that Word of God is the weapon of the believer. It is the only offensive weapon. So Jesus pulled the Word of God and hit the devil on the head. It is written, man shall not leave thy bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of the living God. And the devil ran away. Because if he summoned devil, he came again. Came again with the same temptation. And Jesus pulled the Son of the Spirit again and hit the devil a second time. It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And then the third time Satan came, he hit him again. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. And the devil ran away permanently, and the angels came down and ministered to Jesus Christ. You see, the Word of God. I'm standing on the Word of God. The Word of God is power. I am standing on the Word of God.
The Word of God is power.
It is with the Word of God you conquer Satan. It is with the Word of God you conquer the demon. It is with the Word of God you conquer principalities. They overcame the devil by the word of their testimony and by the blood of the Lamb of God. These are the offensive weapons of the believer. The blood of Jesus, the word of their testimony, the blood of the Lamb, the word of God, speaking in tongues. These are all weapons of the believer. The word of God. Another weapon of the believer is praise and worship. Praise and worship. This is one weapon that Christians think does not exist, but it exists. Jehoshaphat, in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15 to the end, Jehoshaphat was in a terrible situation. And God said, Jehoshaphat, you don't need to fight. Just continue to praise me. Get the choir singing. Get the people praising me. And they began to praise God. They began to worship God. They began to praise God. They began to worship God. Now, it looked foolish. God's method are not your method. God's ways are not your way. His ways are higher and different from your way. God said, begin to praise me. Jehoshaphat, begin to worship me. Jehoshaphat, 2 Chronicles chapter 20. King Jehoshaphat, just go ahead and praise me. Begin to praise me. Begin to worship me. Begin to praise me. And as they were praising God, God moved. God went into the war and turned the enemies against themselves. The enemies started fighting themselves and killing themselves. Hallelujah. These are the powers of spiritual warfare. When you are praising and worshiping God, you are already engaging in spiritual warfare, because praise and worship moves God. It moves God into action. It moves God, and God goes before you and he begins to conquer the enemy, begins to give you victory ahead of time. Hallelujah. Hey,
Amen.
I want us to spend the next 10 minutes in spiritual warfare. Please, men and women of God, I want us to spend the next 10 minutes in spiritual warfare. I want us to bind the strong man. I want us to bind the principalities and powers. We shall bind the spiritual wickedness in high places. I want us to bind all the forces of wickedness that are moving the south kingdom to the bar. We got to bind them and destroy them and pull down their strongholds. Yes.
Lord.
Yes.
Let us bring the spiritual warfare right now. In the name of Jesus, the Makasanda Rabaoyada, We pray.
Amen.
Amen. I think we're going to pray for the situation in Russia and Ukraine and China, Taiwan. All these things, the devil is manipulating them for the shedding of blood and the killing of innocent people. These are principalities of power. These are spiritual wickedness in high places. The devil has entered the heart of these world leaders, and they are the ones creating all this confusion so that people will die. You know, God did not create people to go and die by war. We are going to pray. We're going to come against all these principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. And all these forces that are causing all this war. We're going to bind them and subdue them in the name of Jesus. Shall we pray in the name of Jesus?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
We still have a question. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
I wanted to sing another selection. This song, How Great Is Our God, when we were praying in the Spirit. God is being exalted. He's been magnified. And God wants us to know that we need to lift him up to spiritual warfare. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm sorry.
How great, how great, how great, Great, our God.
Bishop Barfora.
Yes. Oh, you are you feeling?
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes.
All right. We have 15 minutes more. Now I want to ask a question. Bishop Samuel, now that we're talking about spiritual warfare, what is your advice to Christians all over the world? What should Christians do in order to win this spiritual warfare? You have something to tell the whole world. What should Christians do to win spiritual warfare?
All they need to do is to stand on the word of God.
Yes.
Stand on his promises. Like the Bible says, standing on the promises of God, my King, through eternal ages there is praises ring. Glory in the highest I will sing and shout. standing on the promises of God. As we stand on that promise, let us remember that he said he is coming. We must not give up. We must not give out. We must not give in. We must not give in. We must not give out. We must not give up. Because the God we serve never fails. Don't look on the outward circumstances. Don't look on the bigness of the war, Russia-Ukraine war. Don't look on the bigness of Japanese-China threat. Don't look at the problem between India and the rest of the world and Taiwan and everything. Don't look at the compromise between America and Iran and Iraq. Don't look at the resignation of Boris Johnson, the BJ. God is about something. Whether it is BJ or whether it's JB, BJ, Boris Johnson, or JB, Joseph Biden, God is God. When we stand on his word, we will gain the victory. For this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. In the world, ye shall have tribulation, troubles, and trials. But Jesus says, I have overcome the world. So when we stand with Jesus, I will believe on him and hold on to his word. We are on the victory side. The last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, is evidence enough that we are on the victory side. And so we must continue pressing on and be able to say, I'm pressing on. The upward wind, new heights I'm gaining every day. Though some may swear that this abound, we are trusting on higher ground. So we must keep pressing on. In the midst of all the trials and confusion and wars and rumors of war, earthquakes, disasters, pressure, keep pressing on. We are going on the higher ground. Soon and very soon, the eastern sky will split open and the trump of God shall sound and the dead in Christ shall arise. And then we, what alive and remain, shall be caught up to meet with the Lord in the air. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
So in closing, Pastor Valenza, what is your advice to Christians all over the world? Because this radio reaches so many nations around the earth. And they are listening, we get their emails and calls, we get their tests and so on. What is your advice to Christians all over the world now that we are engaged in spiritual warfare? What should they be doing?
I'm sorry, you said that again, Bishop Berkor? I didn't understand the question.
What is your advice to Christians all over the world? In regards to spiritual warfare, what should they be doing in order to win the spiritual conflict in which we have found ourselves?
Amen. Glory to God. The first thing I believe that we have to know that everything, all the fights and all the struggles that we go through is never going to be what you see in the natural. It's all in the spirit. And that's why they call it spiritual warfare. So don't ever try to fight a spiritual battle in a natural way. And unfortunately, a lot of Christians are fighting in the natural, but this is not a natural fight. It's a spiritual fight. So my advice is to know that it is an invisible enemy. His name is Satan, and he has a lot of partners, and they're called demons, and they all work together. And so we as Christians, when we come on one accord, when we come together in the spirit of love and unity, we have a lot of power to tear down the devil's kingdom, to tear down the works of the devil. Because the Bible says that our battle is not carnal, but it is mighty through God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to pulling down of all types of strongholds and all types of principalities. And so we have to know that the battle is spiritual, and we win the battle through, like you said, the blood of Jesus, pleading the blood of Jesus, the word of God, the essential peace is the word of God, knowing what's in that word and standing on that word, like the brother said, standing on the promises of God, no matter what, and believing God for mighty things, for magnifying the Lord instead of magnifying the problem, praising God in the midst of the battle. The Bible says, "We bring a sacrifice of praise, a sacrifice. It doesn't feel good in the situation you're in right now, but it doesn't matter how you feel because that's a sacrifice that you're giving. I bring a sacrifice to God with my praise and my worship. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. It's not pretty sitting in a prison cell, but when you're praising and singing songs to God, all kinds of things happen, like the prison doors were miraculously opened. The chains were miraculously broken, and our chains can be miraculously broken when we learn how to do spiritual warfare and praising, worshiping God, and standing on his promises and his word. Amen. That's my advice to people everywhere, all over the world.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes. Thank God for every one of you. For your participation, we thank God for all that you've done. God reward you all abundantly. God continue to bless you and your family for participating in this program. God bless you all. Thank you so much. The Lord reward you all in Jesus' name. Next weekend, coming, we're still going to have another section. I think it should be Sunday evening too. After this, we'll now go back to the normal 12 noon on Saturday. We'll go back. Just that this couple of weeks, we have another program that is taking up our Saturday morning. But after this coming Saturday or Sunday, we're going to go back to the normal program. So we want to thank everyone of you for participating. Those of you on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, link, and on the phone, on the radio, on the TV, wherever you are in any part of the world, we pray God to anoint you to participate in this spiritual warfare, to knock down the powers of hell with the word of God, the spirit, with the stone that is used as rejected, the stone that was cut without hand, J-E-S-U-S, and the mention of the name of things on every name of God, of things in heaven, things on earth, things beneath the earth, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. That is the spiritual warfare we're talking about. So God has appointed you to win. Let me end with this. David was anointed in 1 Samuel 16. In 1 Samuel 16, David was anointed. In 1 Samuel 17, David conquered Goliath. Are you linking it up? 1 Samuel 16, from Samuel went to anoint David. Then in 1 Samuel 17, David conquered Goliath. I pray God today to anoint every one of you to conquer every problem on your way, to conquer every hindrance, to knock down every Goliath, to knock down every devil, every demon, every tongue that stands against you and your family. Knock them down in the name of Jesus, and I prophesy to you that God has anointed you to defeat the power that has defeated you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you so much. God bless you all. We'll see you again next Sunday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. I'm going to have another section again next Sunday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. God bless you all in Jesus' name.
God bless you, everyone.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Amen.
And share it with everyone you know, that they might know the truth. It's just that I'm free.